Hey, where you from? When you go back home, do they know your first name? And hey, where you from? When you go back home, do they leave the porch light on? Leave the porch light on.
Welcome to East Coast, West Coast, North Coast, Gulf Coast, where four Eau Claire writers explore their coast-to-coast roots. I'm your host, Emily Casera, and we look forward to sharing the work of local writers Ken Szymanski, Bruce Taylor, Allison Loomis, and Salika Duxworth-Lawton, interspersed with the music of Derek Black. This project originated when Eau Claire DeLong Middle School English teacher Ken Szymanski heard an NPR segment describing a crowdsourced poem project, and he had his students participate in their own localized version. Here he is representing the North Coast with The Places You Will Be From.
The Places You Will Be From. It was a typical English teacher move. After listening to an interesting NPR segment, I took a sip of coffee and envisioned a new assignment to inflict upon my students. The program host had encouraged listeners to send their own Where I'm From poems, highlighting the places, people, and touchstone moments that formed their core identities. The editors then picked their favorite lines and turned them into a compilation poem about America. Using metaphors, readers wrote about being from cicada clicks and firefly sparks, from dominoes in the park to empanadas cooking in the street, from orchids and mango trees to La Torta Tres Leches and Ruana. We listened to the segment in my English 8 classes at DeLong Middle School. Students sensed what was coming next. To spark some enthusiasm for the inevitable Now You Try assignment, I share part of my own example from growing up on the north side of Eau Claire. I am from tree forts and snow forts and poison ivy paths. I am from January slam dunks off playground snowbanks. I am from spitting watermelon seeds off the stump in the backyard, hoping. We'll take the best line from each person and form our own masterpiece, I told them. Some students dove right in. Others sighed and looked around the room. When the Chamber of Commerce markets Eau Claire, they promote the usual amenities, the vibrant downtown, bridges, bike trails, farmers markets, and rivers. Not eighth graders. As these excerpts show, their sense of place is more personalized and rooted in the small moments of daily life. I am from standing in front of the class, feeling them judge you every second. I am from planks and push-ups at practice. I am from living in apartments, just me and mom, to meeting my stepdad and being happy again. I am from car parts scattered and engine fluid spilling. I am from placing quarters in the slot of the washing machine. I am from Burger King on Wednesdays after school. I am from accepting people for who they are and standing up for others. I am from walking into the bright room where my brother was born. I am from stock market crashes to Halloween candy stashes. I am from crickets putting me to sleep at night. I am from the morning sky shining as night bleeds into day. At the end of the school year, this group of students, each one with their own story, sailed off while I stood on my same shore, waving goodbye. As Dan Wilson of Semisonic sang, it's time to go out to the places you will be from. Our school is now another memory, another place they are from, and these places will continue to accumulate. But, like the bike trails and rivers, maybe our schools, neighborhoods, and houses are simply the settings for the more significant personal peaks and valleys that form our cores. I am from holding my mom's hand when she lost her hair. I am from thunder that has no lightning. I am from broken promises and better friends. I'm from being scared to being myself, wishing I could stop time as easily as taking a photo. One student concluded her poem with a dozen words that summarized it all. The light may burn out, you just have to find a spark. And if that spark can form a flame, that flame can light lanterns. Floating lanterns placed in rivers, visible from both ship and shore. Lanterns that not only honor spirits of the past, but shine a light on the journey forward to the places we will be from.
That was UW-Eau Claire alumnus Ken Szymanski with The Places You Will Be From. As Eau Claire's writer-in-residence, Szymanski strives to amplify local voices and celebrate the place we call home. However, he also wants to celebrate those who join Eau Claire from different places, those who bring parts of where they're from and enrich our city. So, Szymanski invited an Eau Claire writer, originally from the East Coast, one from the West Coast, and one hailing from the Gulf Coast, to write about their roots and the places they come from. Which brings us to Bruce Taylor, a writer and retired UW-Eau Claire English professor who grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. Here he is, exploring his Boston roots, in a poem called Talking About Where I'm Coming From.
I was born and brought up in and around Boston for the first 20 or 25 years of my life. I assume that I've lost any of the telltale accent, though when I sometimes meet people for the first time, they tell me they can hear something weird going on. And when I mention to my friends who have known me for a long time that I believe I've lost the accent, they have told me that I'm crazy. I am aware also that there's a whole different set of vocabulary from where I came from to where I've been living now. And you put those two things together, it's a wonder that we can understand each other at all. The title of this is Talking Where I'm Coming From. We know macaroni from pasta, gravy from tomato sauce, a bottle of tonic from a bottle of pop, a fluffernutter from a PBJ, a horn pout from a bullhead, and a quahog from a clam, a frap from a milkshake, and a mass hole from a maniac. And we know how to get a half a dozen donkeys with a regular coffee, three creams, and two sugars, pick up a sixer from the packy, and head down Main, which is really up, or down east, which is neither. Or put on a blinker, bang a U-ey at the rotary, not a turnaround, and take the pipe down the Cape all the way to P-Town, dodging troopers all the way for a lobster roll and some steamers. We say "aya" when we mean yes, and "showa" for okay. My dad always said I didn't know shit from Shinola, and my grandmother, "aya," raining harder than a cow pissing on a flat rock. And both pronounced Worcester, Gloucester, and Peabody as Wista, Gloucester, and Pibody. We put R's in words where there shouldn't be any, like cuber and idea, and leave them out where maybe they should be, like in water, father, and park. But nobody says park the car in Harvard Yard. There's no parking there, and it really isn't a yard. Above all, where I come from, everything is a wicked good or wicked bad, wicked drunk, wicked sad. But most of all, when the Celts or the Sox or even the Bruins win, everything is wicked pissa.
Was Bruce Taylor and talking about where I'm coming from. Now, we'll travel 3,000 miles to Los Angeles, California, the hometown of writer and UW-Eau Claire English professor Allison Loomis. For our show, Loomis is taking us back to her LA childhood and the places, people, and landscape that provided the foundation for the person and the writer she is today. Here is Allison Loomis with Where I'm From.
Where I'm from. I am from the edge of a cliff over shoals where the Pacific gushes and sucks like a sea god slurping soup. From tide pools, sea anemones, starfish, and crabs, I can walk those slick boulders like a goat. I am from burrito trucks, shaved ice, churros, Jolly Ranchers, pupusas, empanadas, rocket pops. At 11:30 each day, a cork-shaped nurse hands me a Dixie of epilepsy pills to swallow. My classmates watch. She checks my mouth. I am from freeways 11 lanes wide on one side, my thighs stuck to the blue vinyl bench. The I-405 by night is red and white blood cells, LA's bejeweled arteries. My father at the wheel, I can sleep in this heartbeat. I am from under the table at Friday night Seder, curled small as an aspirin, spying, counting the shoes, studying my aunt's nylons hatched out of eggs. The grown-ups say mitzvah, say kvelling, say nachas, say stupping. I am from the songs on the records, Porter, Gershwin, Fitzgerald, Belafonte. In this land of greenery, where God paints the scenery, dances everyone I know in the rumpus room, stopping to feed me cherries from their vodka drinks. I am from the fog that descends and lifts, the prayers over the candles, the sand in my shoes. I am from the past of the past, beamed forth on a movie, on a screen, as moonlight constructs its silver pebbled road across the mighty Pacific.
That was Allison Loomis, originally from Los Angeles, California. Now, for our final writer, we're heading down the Gulf Coast to the hometown of UW-Eau Claire history professor and community activist Salika Duxworth Lawton, taking us back to New Orleans, Louisiana, in a piece entitled Song of Gulf Memory. Here is Salika Duxworth Lawton.
I am Spanish moss in mystery. I live in the Vale, between this world and the next. I am from ghosts who walk the seashore at dawn. We are familiar friends, not frightening enemies. I am the warmth of the air in February as I reach out for a bead from a band member swinging his or her horn in the rhythm to the clave. I am the descendant of a million slaves who persevered and overcame. I am the true legacy of the Confederacy with chocolate brown mixed skin that came from 1,000 rapes and 1,000 screams and more weapons and lynching than we were ever taught about in our history classes. I am she who is memory. I am the memory of the Bogalusa Massacre, the Tangipahoa Massacre, the White Cappers of Mississippi, the Dixie Brotherhood and their reign of terror, and how my people survived it all. I am from a space where the race hatred is so mean and petty and overt because the people look so similar to each other. And we share the surnames, sometimes from consent, more times without consent. I am from the sea air that laps the white sand and gazes at gnarled cypress and peach and apricot trees. I am the spirits who whisper in our ears to find a better way. I am the warmth of the Gulf water, water so warm you could bathe in it, so warm it reminds you of a bathtub filled with bubbles, only these bubbles have teeth. And sometimes tails with stingers. I am of shrimp caught by the side of a bayou. I am of crawfish that walk on dirt roads when the hurricanes stir up the wrigglies and bring the crawfish above ground. I am the piercing of the veil outside the white cemetery stone, and the hands that bear the snakes in one hand and a cross in the other. I am from anger and faith, and the love that lapses at the gulf, that shows in every storm and every hurricane and every person who refuses to evacuate. I am the mixture of Spanish, French, Choctaw, Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa, English, Korean, and Vietnamese, in a gumbo seen nowhere else in the world. I am from the ancestors who survived tortures that could not be dreamed of and made a way in the world and survived to give me strength. I am the friendships forged in integration as we tried to figure out a way to get along. I am the cocoa-colored descendant and inheritor of European, African, Asian, and indigenous ways. I am the memory of what came before, and I am the promise of what stands in the future. I am Creole, and this is my song.
Thank you, Salika Duxworth Lawton, and thank you, Allison Loomis, Bruce Taylor, and Ken Szymanski. Also, a special thanks to DeLong Middle School English teacher and Blue Gold alumnus, Derek Black, for providing the soundtrack, Converge Radio for giving this program a home, and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild for your continuous support. I'm your host and UW-Eau Claire alum, Emily Casera. Thank you for listening, and remember, your own story is always waiting to be told. It's just a pen and a piece of paper away.